And it is time once again for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
And we had a great weekend with our pool for paws, and so anything. Yeah,
I wanted to see how did that go?
It went very, very well. We were out at the Ville. I think it's now called the Ville Bar and Grill. And he had a special, he being Terry Neal. He's one of the new owners of the restaurant. And he adopted a dog from us and approached Oxon and said, hey, let's do an event. So he came up with this pool tournament. And all the proceeds from the pool tournament went towards the animal shelter. And then he invited us to bring out some of our dogs that we have for adoption. So we loaded them up and we went out, and it was a lovely afternoon. There was a pool tournament going on. A lot of people that support the shelter came out just to say hi, left a nice donation, had some lunch. It was a wonderful day, and probably the best part of the whole day was that we had two adoptions. We had two puppies, Frog and Nugget. They were snatched up pretty early in the afternoon. We had three other dogs with us that were so very well behaved. It was kind of nice to see them out of the shelter environment, to see what their true personalities are. So we felt like it was a wonderful afternoon. We raised over $600, and most of that was just people just walking in and handing us money. It blows my mind sometimes just how wonderful people are. So anyway, it was a great afternoon, and we're going to do it again. Harry, for the next time we want to schedule it, we'll do it. So we will. And so thanks again for one of our local businesses for supporting us. So, as I said, it was a great event. One of the other events that's still going on are special donations towards the shelter. Sherwin Williams is doing a promotion, and it's about to end. It started in February, and it's going to end in March. And they have a list of needs that we have from the shelter, and you can come in and leave your donation with them. And, again, those donations are pretty much the same every time and probably pretty standard in all shelters. But the blankets and the toys are probably two of the things that we really like to request because they're enjoyed by the animals. They're also needed because it gives them some stimulation and some activity. And, of course, the blankets are for comfort. But a cleaning supply, sometimes people forget how much we go through our bleach. We go through Dawn detergent. Those things are always welcomed. And old towels, old blankets, newspapers, it's a constant need. So those are some of the things that were on their list. And, of course, the food for the dogs and the cats and treats. Really, there's not too much you couldn't think of that an animal might need that we wouldn't appreciate. So that's going to be ending, though, on the 10th. And they're located at 411 West 11th, across the street from the community college. So I kind of wanted to mention that real quick because that's about over. So I heard a gentleman this morning talking about he had some blue heeler puppies to give away. We were so excited. We had two puppies adopted at the event, and then Monday our animal control officer brought us in four new puppies.
Oh.
And since then we've had another puppy arrive. So right now at the shelter, we're puppy rich. We probably have maybe seven adoptable puppies, and I just kind of want to get on my soapbox for just a second and remind people that this is the time of year when we do see a lot of litters and unwanted litters, and they either end up with us or even worse. So if you have a pet, please be that owner that understands how healthy it is for their dog or cat to be spayed or neutered. Some people have the old way of thinking where, you let them go through their heat cycle once, or you let them have one litter. Well, we found that is not to be true at all. And so if you have a pet, the best thing you could do is have it spayed or neutered. It provides better health in the long run for them, a longer, more healthier life. They you don't have that unwanted litter. And remember the word litter. That's not one puppy or one kitten. There's usually multiples. And
yes.
That's just the way it is. That's nature. But we can control it, or at least try to control it. So call your local vet and speak with them about the benefits of spay and neuter and get them scheduled and get them fixed. So
good deal.
The soapbox.
Yep, I hear you. That's great. Also, I know you probably want to get into all the different animals and stuff, but I did see you're probably going to talk about the new logo. We had a winner for that, right?
We did, and it's lovely. And I think Oksana was going to put it on Facebook and announce who it was. I'm not even sure that we were told who it was.
Yeah.
We just looked at the different logos, and we selected one. It's bright. It's happy. It's more modern. You know, we've had our last logo for quite some time. We decided maybe it's time to jazz things up. So she's going to announce that.
Yeah, it's Marcella Alonso. I saw it on there. There was a post here a little while ago. So it's official on the Facebook page there.
And what was it? Say his name again?
Yeah, Marcella Alonso.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marcella. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you had the name because I didn't have it. But thank you. It's really cool. Like I said, I think everyone will really like it. It's bright and cheery and happy. So it's going to be a slow process changing over the logo, but that's something we're going to be working on. So I'm glad you said that. And also, along that line, we are having phone problems again at the shelter. Seems like any time it gets wet, damp, weather, it affects our lines. So our internet's down and our phone lines are down, but apparently you can still reach us through Messenger on Facebook if you would like to talk about any of the animals that I talk about today. And as I've always said, better yet, just come out and see us, and then you get to see these little babies face to face. And so, yeah, like I said, we're having a good spring so far. I will go ahead and start talking about some of the animals that we have available. We have Angel. Angel and her baby, Dottie, came in this last weekend when I was working. Maybe they've been there with us 2 weeks. They are a Chihuahua cross. The owner had to surrender them because of health issues, so we know they had a very good, loving home. Angel is a 2-year-old female. She's a Chihuahua cross. She's small, and as I said, she came in with Dottie. She's a little shy. This is, of course, a whole new world. They've been in their lovely little home forever, and all of a sudden they're in an animal shelter with dogs and cats, and it's a little overwhelming at times. She does keep her kennel clean, and she would love to have a new home, and we'd love to get her there as quickly as possible. Her puppy is Dottie, and Dottie is about a year old. Dottie is a Chihuahua and possibly a teacup Yorkie cross. She is full-grown, and she weighs less than 5 pounds. She's just cute as a button. She's got the wildest hair on any dog. I mean, she's just very, very sweet. She's more outgoing than her mom. She's a little bit more, you know, here I am, and I'm going to do what I want. She is tan and white in color and has a wire hair cross as kind of her coat. She's sweet, and we're not sure. We don't know how they get along with other dogs and cats because, frankly, they've been so overwhelmed. We've not tried to do too much of that introduction. We just kind of let them stay in their kennel and take them out and love on them and just give them some security. But if someone is interested in either one of these dogs, we'd be more than happy to do a meet and greet or, you know, see how they get along with other pets. Both of these dogs are now available. They're a $100 deposit or $100 adoption fee. Of course, that goes for all of their shots, their worming, and their spay and neuter. Come check out these two. They're very sweet, and we need to get them out of the shelter and back into a loving home. We also have puppies, as I mentioned. We've got some really sweet puppies. The Valentine litter that we talk about, we're down to two, which pleases the punch out of us, but we'd sure like to get those two into new homes, and they are both females. Then the litter that came in, I was speaking about, they're shepherd, some kind of a shepherd mix puppies, and they're probably also maybe 8 to 10 weeks old. So they're available for adoption. As you remember, with the animal that leaves the shelter that's not old enough to be spayed or neutered, there's a $30 deposit on top of the adoption fee, and that's just to make sure that you remember to get them spayed and neutered. After that operation is performed, you bring back the paperwork, and you get your $30 back. That is state law we have to abide by. And our cats, we only have two to speak of. And that's, I'm doing my happy dance on that because the weekend I was there, there were like seven of them, but five had been adopted. We were just waiting our turn to get in to the local veterinarian clinic to get them spayed or neutered. So down to two kitty cats. We've got Slim Jim, He's a big old boy, big old orange, tabby, 3 to 4 years old. He's beautiful, and he's got a really deep meow when he talks to you. We'd like to get him out and get him, maybe he'd even, we kind of think he'd actually make a good indoor-outdoor pet. Sometimes we say, oh, no, this one must stay in the house, but I think old Jim would be great in and out of the house. Our second cat to talk about is Tinkerbell. She's gorgeous. Can't figure out why she's still with us, but that's the way it is. She's kind of a black calico in color, very friendly, very, very vocal. She talks to you. She's about a year to 2 years old. We just want her to get her out. Let her be a cat. So those are the animals I was to speak about. Again, on donations, it's pretty similar to what I mentioned about with Sherwin-Williams. We're just needing some toys for the animals. I honestly think one of the events we need to do is just a toy drive. You know, they do it for children. I think we should maybe talk to one of the local groups around here and see if we could do that toy drive for the shelter. They are needed, and they don't last long because that's the way it is. But toys are needed, dry cat food, and I'm sorry, dry kitten food and dry puppy food, especially now that we have so many. We'd sure like to get some more just puppy food for them. Blankets, we're running low on the blankets, and this is the time of year when people start thinking, spring cleaning, let's get rid of some things. Please remember when you're cleaning out those closets that the shelter can sure use your towels, any size towel, I mean, you know, because any size towel, and blankets, and if the blanket's large, we cut them down. Got a couple of volunteers that will come by every once in a while and pick up the blankets and cut them and sew them and make them really nice, so. Anything. Oh, also, Donna has started a wish list through Amazon. So you can also go to that. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll find the link, and she's put some items on there that the shelter could use. So remember, our phone lines are down, but eventually they will be working, and that number is 620-252-85. I forgot to do my number.
All right.
We're fine. Let's start over. 620-252-6060. You can call me if you want to, but I'm not the shelter, I guess. But anyway, come out and see us. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and our hours are there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 5 to 7 in the evening, and on Saturday and Sunday, it is 1 to 4.
Okay, well, good deal, yes, Becky. Well, that is good to hear. And, yeah, hopefully things dry out and the phone lines dry out, too.
Yes. And, you know, and the weather kind of shapes up so we can get out again and start walking the dogs, exercising. And if it's good for us, and it's good for the animals to get outside. So we're all chomping at the bit, I know. We're all ready for spring. So.
Absolutely. Well, good deal. Good update here. Lots of stuff still going on at the shelter. And, just keep moving forward. That's what we can do. Good deal.
That's what we do. All right. Yep. Well, thank you.
All right.
See you next week.
All right, Becky. Thanks so much. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville, Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. And we will continue open line in just a moment. So keep it here.